What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns. Today, Nathan Zagura, happy to be joined by the one and only Dustin Fox. Dustin, week one, Steeler week this Sunday to kick off the 2014 season. Let's give some people an idea of some of the keys to winning this game for the Cleveland Browns, and we'll start with the quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. The Browns have to get pressure on him. How do you see that matchup of our pass rush versus their O-line and Big Ben?
I think first and foremost, one of the issues that Pittsburgh has struggled with over the last, 5 years has just keeping Big Ben upright. I mean, they've been sacked more than almost any team in the National Football League. The changes they've made offensively with the offensive line, adding Mike Munchak, the offensive line coach, I think that's going to be big for them. But if you're the Browns, you absolutely want to get pressure on Big Ben. That's going to be key to the success of this game on Sunday.
No question about it. Last year, 2013, the Steelers 3-6 when Ben Roethlisberger was sacked three or more times. That's going to be the key to getting to the quarterback. Now, on the offensive side of the ball for the Browns, we know the wide receiver group, probably not the strongest in the league, but they brought in Ben Tate. They are going to run the football. Important for the Browns to control the tempo of this game by running.
It's funny, too. You look at what the Steelers do defensively, and you look at them, and you're just like, you see the helmet, you see the gold, the black and gold and all that stuff, and you're like, man, this ain't the steel curtain defense we've seen from the 70s. They are old. They got a lot of young guys that are trying to get in there. And one of the things they did this offseason, they tried to run a lot more nickel defense, and it hasn't worked. And they've struggled with it. The preseason, they ran like 75% of their snaps on defense in nickel. They're giving up 7 yards a rush. So Ben Tate should have an opportunity here to get some success.
Which is important. Last year, the Steelers, when running backs rushed for more than 80 yards against them, they were 1-7 on the season. Ben Tate, 6 career games with 19 carries or more. He's topped 80 yards in all of them. Let's hope he can do that Sunday. Now, one of the primetime matchups in this game, a one-on-one, mano-a-mano, Joe Hayden versus the receiver who surprisingly has given him more trouble than any receiver in the NFL, Antonio Brown.
I think Antonio Brown's one of the top receivers in this division, obviously, and it presents a tremendous challenge for Joe Hayden. But one of the biggest challenges, me being an ex-defensive back cornerback, little guys who can be shifty at the line of scrimmage. He plays the X position. He'll play the Z. He'll play in the slot. He'll play a multitude of positions. The question will be, what do the Browns want to do? Are they going to match up against Antonio Brown all game long? If they do, I think they'll have a chance to have some success.
They need to. Antonio Brown last year, 17 catches, nearly 180 yards and a touchdown in 2 games against the Browns, averaging nearly 6 catches per game in his last 5 against Joe Hayden and company. Now, the Browns are also going to have some big new faces that are going to try to impose their will against the Steelers on defense. Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner returning home. What are you looking from these two in their debut in the orange and brown?
Look, they got to replace some big shoes. I mean, you talk about T.J. Ward. Obviously, that's who Dante's taken over. And then DeQuell Jackson, their linebacker. He had a tremendous year last year for the Browns as well. These guys got to come in and be leaders. That's what this team needs. They need some guys to have some attitude. Dante, I played with many, many years in Buffalo and, of course, at Ohio State. He's got to bring that mentality to this game. You're going on the road to Heinz Field. You're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dante's got to bring that swagger, that attitude to this defense to obviously have some success.
When you get pressure on Ben Roethlisberger, averages about an interception and a half per game. That's when they lose. That's what the Browns are going to have to do. And Carlos Dansby is an inside linebacker. Last year, he had 6 sacks. He had a couple interceptions, 19 passes defensed. He led the inside linebackers in the NFL in that category, playmaker. Hopefully, he comes through this Sunday. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying that'll do it for Cleveland Browns today. Stay tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest Browns news and notes as we get ready to kick off the 2014 season.